Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planet the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the entire devotee community, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe, and who is served by the foremost servitors like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, Arjuna, his immediate associates.
So, here, as Brahma saw God, his abode, his associates, so anyone can see also, Brahma is also a living being. Just like if Mr. Nixon can become president, he can also become president. But not that he can become a God. You can become president, but you cannot become God. That is not possible. A foolish conclusion is that if I can become president, then I can become also God. But these associates of God, they are equally, we have already heard how their bodily features are. They are also the same color. They are also the same color. Rajishnu Paritu Vajishnu Vidya Paritu Virajati Lasat Vimana Balibhi Mahatana Vidyutumana Tramadatta Urdhuri Savidya 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 Dabhra Balibhi Jatanava. Where is the caller described? Samabhubhata satapattalochana kisangabhastra shirutastupesasa sarvi chatubbaho unmishanmani prabheta nishkama bharanar suvarchas. There is one shlok where the description is there about the caller.
The inhabitants of the Vaikuntha of planet are described as having a glowing sky blue complexion.
Yes, Sama. Samasundar, Krishna is known there as Samasundar. This is a sky caller. You can understand. Because the sky has no own caller. Because the caller of Krishna is a spray, as Brahma Jyoti, that is being reflected in the sky. This is the caller of God. Shyama Sundara. Jana Shyama Sundaram Matinta Gunasarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam. So you can see at least the color of the Lord. Here it is, says sky blue. How can I deny? Who can say that I'm not? If you have seen, just like the sunshine is whitey. So in the sunshine you can see the whitish color. So you can at least imagine what is the color of the sun planet, what is the color of the predominating deity there, a little intelligence required. See, the sky, when clear sky, you see blue sky. That is reflection of Krishna's bodily effulgence. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Jasya prabha, by expansion of the bodily effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. In that Brahma Jyoti, there are many universes. In that Brahma Jyoti, jagadanya koti. If that sky is blue, is effulgence. Is there above this material sky? There is another sky whose reflection you simply can see little. Just like outside there is a brilliant light, so you can get little reflection within your room. Similarly, this universe is dark. And covered. It is covered around, surrounding. But outside that universe, all this universe is floating in that effulgence. It is reflected, the sky is reflected blue. This is this. Let this so-called scientist challenge it. Here is the description from the Bhagavad. Just up to the heart. So we have to know from the right source what is God. We cannot deny it. You cannot know even what is there in within the sky. The scientists calculate that to go to the ultimate region, what is called? Circumference?
Stratosphere? Stratosphere?
Yes. It will take 40,000 of years with the speed of 18,000 miles per hour. Some estimation, anyway, 40,000 of years. So he is going to leave for 40,000 years to see and go and see and come back. They cannot go even to the moon planet, theorizing how they can go. But this is fact. If you have got power, you go and see. But they cannot go a few miles and they're proud that we have known everything. We know everything. This is a foolishness. Our knowledge is so imperfect, still we are proud of our knowledge. So I have known everything. Thank God. So, and foolish, just like a foolish child, he declared himself and God, and there are so many followers. He's God. He's God. But you don't know what is God. At least we know what is God in this sense, that our God, when actually he is God, therefore at the age of 7 years, he lifted his big mountain on the finger. To accept this God. When he was a young man, he married 16,000 wives. These are the unique instances. A wife like you accept a cheap God? You cannot provide even one wife. We are not here because he cannot provide, he does not marry. So this kind of God we don't accept. That must be symptoms of God. Sarva-shaktiman, with all potence, we suggest all riches. With all strength. If he has all strength, say, is it very difficult for him to raise the hill on the finger? If he has got all strength, that is the definition of God, all powerful. So why should I deny that, this is all story? It is not story, it is fair. If he is all powerful, what is the difficulty for him to lift the mountain? If he is all strong, then what is the difficulty to maintain 16,000 wives? Why 16,000? If he maintains 16 millions of wives, still it is incompetent. Because if we say all potency, all powerful, and all good, then to maintain 16,000 wives is 16,000 palaces, and all the palaces made of first-class marble and gold and jewels and the furniture and made of ivory, these are descriptions. That is God. Why we shall accept a nonsense God simply having a big beard or something? No, we don't accept. We accept real God. What is the purpose?
When we speak of the king, it is naturally understood that the king is accompanied by his confidential associates, like his secretary, private secretary, aide-de-camp, ministers, advisors, etc.
Otherwise, what is the meaning of king? God is impersonal. God is zero. What is this nonsense, God? If it is our great concept on a king or president, we understand is a great personality. If in this teeming material world, in one corner of this planet, there is a big president like Nixon and he has got secretary, his staff, his this and that, so many things, why God should be without any associates, niraka, nirvise, zero? What kind of God? He must be associated with so many associates, right?
So also, when we see the Lord, we see Him with His different energies, associates, and confidential servitors, etc. So the Supreme Lord, who is the leader of all living entities, the Lord of all devotee sects, the Lord of all opulences, the Lord of sacrifices, and the employer of everything in His entire creation, is not only the Supreme Person, but also He is always surrounded by His immediate associates, all engaged in their loving transcendental service to Him.
Sriyapati, Sriya, the goddess of fortune. He is not only Saptatampati, He is not only the Lord of the devotees. So therefore, if we accept the Lord of everything, then where is the question of our poverty? If your father is very big man, very rich man, then where is the question of power? So devotee renounces, but a devotee has got all the opulences of the Supreme Lord background. So he doesn't want to be opulent himself. But the background is all opulent. If need be, just a small child, a very rich man's son, so this, he may remain a simple child, but all the property of his father is there on his back. If there is need, the father will spend all the property for the child. So the child does not require to acquire property. That is bhakti. If you simply become devotee, because Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is described here as sattvatanupati, sattvana devotee, then you get everything. If you know Krishna, then you know everything. If you get Krishna, then you get everything. Why should you try to get this thing, that thing, that? Simply try to get Krishna. Krishna has protection. Then you get everything. You simply try to know Krishna, then you know everything. Sriyapati, Sriyapati, Jagdapati, Jagatpati. So we can end here. Let's have Krishna.
Okay.